Moving through this Wednesday morning with the Bill and Joel Morning Show. And if you're with us in 2016, we had the privilege of bringing somebody on the program that's been doing a great job in educating us about not just men's health, but health in general. And that, of course, is Dr. Brent Sharp. Now, he's a urologist. And what does a urologist do? And what is that all about? Well, we thought we'd start the new year by trying to get a definition.
Dr. Brent, you doing well today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. So Bill's got a good question here. Wait, let's just do a little introduction to urology, because sometimes people don't know about one, a urologist, until they got to have one, all right? And sometimes that's not always the best circumstances.
Exactly correct. It's probably one of the most common questions I get outside of my office. Obviously, people know what a urologist is when they're in my office. But urologists, we are medical and surgical doctors. We deal with the bladder, kidneys, the male reproductive system. We treat cancerous issues and non-cancerous issues. So patients that end up needing us, unfortunately, we hope that doesn't happen. But if it does, they end up getting somebody who is very specialized, who also is not interested in just the medical side of thing or the surgical. We actually combine those two to try to come up with a treatment plan that is specialized for the patient, but for their condition, without having to look outside of those areas.
Well, you talk about being the diagnoser and the guy that actually does the surgery, which is, I find fascinating. What a great skill set to have. But when it comes to surgeries, you've got to have a lot of abilities, because it's not just the same one every time. You guys actually do a lot of different things.
Yeah, actually, urologists, we spend 5 years training on both of those conditions, and a large portion of that is surgery. We are predominantly a surgical field as perceived by the outside, dealing with things like prostate cancer or kidney stones. However, there's been a large trend, obviously, over the past couple, 3 decades, trending away from surgery. We're getting better at minimally invasive surgery. We're getting better at treating conditions in the office. So honestly, about 60 to 70% of what a typical urologist does is actually in the clinic. And I guess a lot of people end up asking me, why did I go into urology? And that's probably the number one reason. There was a large variety. I see kids, I see men, I see women, I see older adults. So I get a variety, but also my day in the clinic is very varied. I may see patients for medical condition, let's say like a urinary tract infection. And the next procedure might be like a vasectomy, which is a common procedure that people would recognize as, you know, what a urologist does. So I think it is very specialized. I've always said that, you know, this is what we do and what we do well. And if it's outside that, then we involve other people who are specialists to try to get that specialized care with expertise. And that's what patients really want, is the expertise.
What about common procedures you do?
Yeah, we do things like people would recognize a vasectomy, as I said, prostate cancer or prostatectomy. Now, we do those now robotically, as we've talked about on the show several times.
Right.
Kidney stones would be another thing that's very common that the lay public or just anyone who doesn't have a urologist would recognize. I've heard anything about bladder cancer, you know, one of the top five cancers probably affecting men. We do things like men's health, to deal with infertility in men. So if couples are having trouble, there's always going to be a urologist involved in making sure the male side of that is working well. Obviously, low testosterone gets a lot of press. It's a special interest of mine in treating and restoring that in men. And then finally, erectile dysfunction. A lot of men suffer with that, and they don't have to. So we have a specialized care in our office to deal with that and help men.
Always good talking to you, Dr. Brent Sharp. Hope you have a great day, my friend. Thank you. Great information.
You guys too. Thank you.